Welcome one, welcome all to Campus Clipper 2017 podcast number 4. We're at 367 3rd Avenue in Manhattan at Handcraft Restaurant and Cocktail Bar. Delicious food. Come with your Campus Clipper coupon booklet and you can get some great discounts, guys. It's a beautiful day in New York City today. Not too hot, not too cold. Today we're talking about self-love. Super important topic that sometimes gets overlooked by a lot of us. Our host today is Chanel. She's going to be talking about that. She's writing about that on her blog. Really quick, we're going to introduce ourselves once again, just so we all know who we are. I'm Kevin. I graduated recently from Tandon School of Engineering at NYU with digital media.
I'm Janita. I am a senior at NYU, or will be a senior.
Hi, I'm Sophia. I'm a rising senior studying English at NYU.
Hi, I'm Matt. I'm a rising sophomore at NYU.
Sup? I'm Peter. I'm a recent graduate from the New School for Public Engagement.
I'm Maddie, and I'm a rising sophomore at NYU.
I'm Marina. I'm a rising junior at NYU.
And I'm Chanel. I just graduated from FIT.
Awesome. Chanel, why don't you start us off with your topic?
All right. So I've been writing all about self-love for the Campus Clipper. To love yourself is to have a regard for your own well-being and happiness. In order to really love yourself, you have to put time and effort into putting yourself first sometimes. This is not bad, this is not selfish, this is necessary. For me, self-love is something that had always kind of been in the back of my mind, but I think in the past year or so now, it's been a little bit more prevalent than ever before. So as I've struggled and continue to struggle with the way that I love others at times and the way that I accept love from others, I have tried to really get to know myself, who I am, what I want and need, what is important to me, and the list goes on. But because of all of this, the past year has been incredibly transformative, and I've noticed many changes in myself, whether it's my view on something or someone, the treatment I accept, or what I want in the bigger picture of my life. So without going too much further into that, I guess I'll just start with some questions for you guys here at the table today. First, beyond the generic definition I provided above, what does self-love mean to you?
For me, self-love means being honest with other people about what I want, because often I find that I try to come up with excuses for things that I need and want and try to justify them to other people too much instead of realizing that sometimes I can just say that I would really like something politely or that I even need it to happen and that other people should ideally be understanding of that.
I totally agree. Self-love is a lot about that for me too, but it's also about me being able to be by myself and like myself, because often I find myself never wanting to stay with my thoughts. I watch too many stupid videos on YouTube just not to sit there with myself. And demanding things from others is first understanding why and respecting why I need them from myself.
I totally feel that. I think ultimately, you're the one person that you're stuck with from now till the end, 24/7. So getting along with yourself, I don't know, to me, I guess self-love has a lot to do with taking care of yourself or taking care of myself. And I don't just mean, you know, remembering that you eat and doing your laundry. Taking time to meditate is a really big part of it for me. Sitting with my thoughts and actually figuring out what, like getting a pulse on my inner mindset. So alone time, I think, is really big for that.
For me, self-love means feeling like I'm enough no matter what happens in life. Because there's always going to be new challenges that come up and then new failures and maybe triumphs. But at the end of it all, these things come and go, but you're stuck with yourself for the rest of your life. So to me, it's just a resting sense of fulfillment, really, with being content with who I am. But also, that being said, part of it, like a spinoff of that, is me adapting to whatever challenges might come in my way. I have certain goals in life, and to achieve those goals, I have to push myself to a certain extent, which means that I have to ride kind of a middle line between pushing myself too hard and then just being too soft. So I think it depends on who you are.
So bear with me. This is going to be a little... I'm going to take you on a journey for a second. The opposite of self-love is masochism. And for me, self-love is removing masochism from my life. And what I mean by that is, like, for example, I once, like, cried over a final because I got a C or something silly. And I think that's, and then a friend wanted to take me to ice cream and I said no because I was so upset. But that's masochism because I didn't take up that opportunity to treat myself to something good. And I think sometimes we get so wrapped up in the things that are bad happening to us that we forget that there are really good things coming our way. And so the more you can remove the self-harm to yourself in all types, in all forms, like self-harm also comes with like looking at yourself in the morning before you've washed your face or put on your makeup and saying, oh my gosh, I'm so ugly. That's masochism. And removing that is how you love yourself.
All right. I'm so excited. You guys said such good stuff. And a lot of that was like, I hadn't even thought of those things. So I like seeing everybody else's point of view. I kind of wanted to ask how much you've really ever given self-love much thought in your life. I think it seems like most of you have. And if that's the case, then is the act of intentionally showing yourself love important to you? And how so?
So I, when I was still in the dance world, really intensively put a lot of thought into taking care of myself mentally, because I knew that it was a really rigorous world, the ballet world. And then coming to college, I kind of put all that on hold. I just didn't give it as much thought. I was reading all the time and not being criticized, or at least my body was not being like daily critiqued. So I didn't think about it that much. I hadn't gone to a yoga class, for example, in years. And I went to a class, it's like a 60-minute class. And at the end of the class, I cried because I felt like, oh, like, hi, you care about me. There was a part in myself that was like, oh, I missed you. Like, wow, you still care. I think it's really, really important that even if you're not directly facing tough challenges per se daily, to show yourself that you do care in ways that, you know, taking time out of your day to do something that's just for you. And maybe that means taking a yoga class. Maybe it means you sit with a coloring book. Maybe it means you sit in a park and just watch people watch. But taking time, I think, to do something to remind yourself that you care. Does that make sense?
Also, I know for me personally that like there's always like a million other things to do in your day, and like my mind's always wandering. We're like, oh, I have like this giant to-do list. But I think it's important to just slow down and realize that, oh, I should be on this list. It shouldn't just be like all these activities that I have to do, all these responsibilities that I have, especially when you get to college and like you do have like classes and jobs and internships and all these other things. But like basically you should be on that list at some point during the day, every day. Otherwise, like, it's a very slippery slope, just like not caring about yourself. And that could lead to some very detrimental things mentally and physically.
Chanel, I really resonated with what you said, that you've just recently started thinking about it. And I think for me, it took graduating, and I'm sorry it didn't happen earlier, but it took graduating to like realize that self-love isn't a hobby, it's a need. It's something that like you have to actively partake in all the time. And you know, that doesn't mean like take yourself out for ice cream every hour, every day. but it's all the little things. The little things also contribute to self-love. Like I said, just like taking a minute to appreciate the body that you have when you look at yourself in the mirror, and those are forms of self-love. And it's something that I have just now, I think maybe within the last year, really started taking command of.
Yeah, and I think that also like having this really be a big part of my life more in the past year means that I'm still like, well, I mean, I guess everybody I would assume is still working on it, but it's something that is like new to me, so it's taking a lot of extra, I guess, thought, kind of like I have to consciously like remind myself to like focus on me and like things like that. So I don't know, I think that maybe it'll get easier in time. Moving on, I like this question. Do you think that self-love impacts your relationships with other people, and how so, whether it be how you love people or how you accept love from other people?
Resounding yes. You cannot pour from an empty cup.
In the fabulous words of RuPaul, basically, if you can't love yourself, you can't love somebody else. Yeah, I was just snapping and dancing because of the empty cup reference, but there's no possible way you can actually know how to love someone if you don't love yourself. It begins with you, and that's with a lot of feelings. Like, all the feelings in your life begin with you. So when you put you first, you maybe start to understand what other people are feeling, and that's why you need to love yourself.
This might be the philosophy major in me coming out, but I also have like a certain perspective on what the self actually is. For my own life, I view the self as kind of a work of art. So basically, when you go throughout your day, you're expressing things upon people, and you make an impression on them from what you express. And then vice versa is the case as well. So I think that like having this approach for me means that like whatever I do throughout my day is like so important and so unique to my own story and my own narrative that I can really just appreciate the full immensity of that and the stories of other people's lives as well and how they're able to affect me.
Yeah, something that I said earlier was that self-love for me was about understanding what I need and actually putting myself first, and that has impacted my relationships with other people so much because I realized that I shouldn't be such a pushover as a lot of my friends told me I was. And the second I realized that I need to be honest about what I want, that's when I realized that other people could still respect me and still like me if I was, because a lot of other people were, and there was nothing wrong with that. And I think it's made my relationships with other people so much better. Because now I know people actually like me for myself when they do like me, as opposed to just liking a version of me that I show them at first because I'm too scared to show them anything else.
Okay. My last question is a little different, I think, but do you think that it's possible to help another person show themselves self-love? And how, if you think that it's possible to help someone do this, how could you do that, do you think?
I think, as a queer person, I think, for me, it's important to live the truest self that I can so that other people can see that it's okay to do that. And I think that also goes with loving yourself. If you can show people that you just love yourself and are unafraid to be you and do the things that you do, then it gives other people the path to do that as well. And that to me is the most powerful thing I can ever, that's the most, I have so much power from that. And I really think that if more people did that, we would have like a much less like hostile society. And there wouldn't be this, there wouldn't be such thing as like discrimination on people for being who they are.
Oh yeah, the Nelson Mandela quote, like, well, I don't know if it, is it a poem? It's like a huge long thing, but it says, as we let ourselves shine, we unconsciously give people the permission to do the same.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, like, that's exactly what you just said. It's so good. I love that. So good.
And I was thinking that the easiest answer to say, how can you help people show self-love would be to tell them they're great. But I think that's such a tricky way of doing it, because then they're understanding their existence based on how you see them, and that's not self-love. And self-love is you loving yourself and them seeing that that is possible. So it's exactly what you said, and I agree completely.
This is not quite as meta as some of your other responses, but I think sometimes just helping other people take care of themselves on a more basic needs, practical level, when they're not doing that for themselves enough, is a version of helping them, showing them self-love. I have a friend who has a really hard time talking through her emotions without feeling like she's burdening other people. But it's, I don't know, I find it really useful to talk things out with other people. And so I try really hard to be a good listener with her and convince her, for example, that opening up, sharing your feelings with your friends also feels good for them because it shows that you trust them. It gives them an opportunity to be there for you, and that feels good. And she's gotten much, much more okay with sharing things and talking about her feelings. So I think hopefully that has helped her self-love.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I also agree with what Marina said earlier, that if you just tell someone that they're great, then their idea of themselves is going to be based on your perception and not their own. But I think if you actually do things like help someone when they're in need, not just using words, but doing what Peter said, like being the friend that asks if they can take you to ice cream and just spend time with you and show you through demonstrations that you are worth someone's time and you are worth it, then they'll start to believe it without someone just saying the words to their face.
There's many, many, many different reasons why people might not love themselves, but I feel like one of the reasons I found in most in myself and in my friends and my family is that we're being too harsh on ourselves, and sometimes showing a bit of kindness to the other person and, for example, telling them that, no, you're not burdening me if you're telling me something. No, I don't think it's bad that you got a C. It's okay for once to get a C. Just showing kindness and compassion to others is a way of telling them that they have to show compassion to themselves.
Also, just, you know, taking the time out of your day for another person, just in general. Like, living here in New York City, I've come to realize how important time really is. It really is, you know, perhaps the most valuable commodity that we do have. And so when you take your time out of your day to, like, give some encouragement or lend an ear to someone, then that can really make a difference, because they're able to see that you took the time to care for them.
As a person with anxiety, one of the biggest things that prevented my self-love in the past was perhaps overthinking things and kind of beating myself up about lots of little things. And I think it was, for a while, it was really hard for me to get over that. And sometimes you just have to tell yourself, don't overthink it and just let it go and move on with your life. And because when I overthink things, it always goes back to me. You know, and that's not always the case. That's usually not the case. So sometimes you just have to move on, you know, and not get in your own head about things. And things happen for many different reasons.
All right, so we're going to end by going around the table and sharing something that we did today to show ourselves some self-love. For me, I guess kind of what I do daily during the week is... I don't know if you remember from podcast one, we talked about our happy places in the city, and I'm fortunate to be able to work near mine. So I kind of always go 59th Street, 5th Avenue for lunch every day. So that's where I was today, and it was nice. I love it there. It's so nice. The weather was great. People watching. Yeah, so that's what I did today.
Today I worked out, and that always feels good, but... In addition to that, I made sure today not to overthink things and just went with my day, and it was a good day. Sometimes it's that simple.
Today I slept in for once instead of going to work because I had a very stressful weekend, but a fun weekend, very fun weekend, but it was a long one. So instead of pushing myself, I decided today was a me day, and I slept, and it was amazing.
I have had a day, and there's been a lot of stressful things that I should go home and do, and instead, I'm going to go for a run, because it's really pretty out, and I want to go be near the water.
Yeah. A lot of times, I'm working on things that it's not really my choice to work on, but today I was writing some poetry for my personal collection, so that was really nice to have that opportunity.
Today I was bad to my wallet, but so, so good to myself, because I got a pair of heels.
Today was my first day at a new job, and I was really stressed and scared, and despite the fact that I had to wake up really early to get there and was scared about being late, I set aside time to eat breakfast with my family, because I knew that no matter how the day went, that it would be nice if I had started it off well.
That's actually adorable. That's such a good thing too. I miss my family. So today after my workout, I went in the supermarket and told myself I'm going to cook myself a healthy meal. And as stupid as it sounds, I had no idea what I was going to make. And I just looked at everything and I was like, what do I want? So I paired the randomest things together and just enjoyed it, even though it wasn't cohesive and it was weird.
Awesome. Wow. Boatloads of great information today, guys. I loved it. So that's the end of this podcast. Before we started this podcast, we had a really awesome meal at Handcraft Kitchen and Cocktails at 367 3rd Avenue. This food is actually really, like, exquisite. It was gourmet. It was good. Like, seriously, come here. Like, I wasn't expecting the plate I was getting. So, and if you, of course, use your Campus Clipper coupons, you get awesome discounts, even more reason to come here. So, I want to sign off. Thanks, guys, for listening. And catch us in 2 weeks, because we're taking the week off for July 4th. And thanks again, and I'll see you guys later. Bye!